You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
In conversation with Sasria, when things go bad, Sasria makes good. And that is exactly what we're looking at now. The South African Special Risk Insurance Association, Sasria, has taken an interesting turn or an interesting look at this current election year in light of some recent developments that we have seen play out in the South African landscape. I'm joined on the line by the Sasria CEO, Mpumi Tikwe, to take a look at the developments around the business. Good evening, Mpumi. Thanks so much for taking the time. Before we get to where we are today and before we get to 2024, let's start our conversation back in 2021. Nobody thought the July unrest of 2021 would have ever happened. Nobody imagined the magnitude of damage that would have come out of that. And certainly that's something to start our conversation with and reflect on that.
Yes, good evening, Jimmy, and good evening to your listeners as well. Yes, July 2021 was a defining moment for Sasria. It was really a repeat of what gave birth to Sasria way back in 1976. So we were formed in 1979, and it took just over 42 years to experience a loss of that magnitude. Yes, when July 2021 happened, very, very few people would have predicted that we're going to experience something of that magnitude that will cost the economy over 50 billion rands. Sasria's share of that was 31.5 billion rands, and also the significant loss of life that we experienced during that period. So, it's definitely a defining moment, and Sasria has had to reflect and say, how do we prepare for the next calamity should it happen again?
And in preparation, obviously, Mpumi, we need to look at some of the lessons learned. What were some of those lessons that came out? I mean, obviously, the shock to everybody's system when those events unfolded in July is something that will live in our memories, much like the June 16 events that unfolded as well. But what lessons were learned from this time around that we hope to carry forward?
Look, I think the biggest lessons, I'll just restrict it to two, Jimmy. The first one is that what made that loss extraordinarily big was because our security system did not respond as rapidly as it normally does when we have protests of such nature. So in the past, I mean, they will normally react within 3 to 4 days. In this particular circumstances, it took up to the sixth day before we could see a real response. So from a lessons point of view, we are now, in continuous engagements with that particular environment to make sure that should we experience something of that magnitude, the response would be much more quicker. So that's on the negative side. But on the positive side, you will recall that what made it less than what it ended up being was when there was an attempt to spread it to other areas outside KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. The communities in those areas said, we are not going to participate in this form of protest. We are self-inflicting damage to ourselves and so on. So they actually put a stop into it. So it was the communities. So we appreciate now the value of the communities and so on. Of course, there are the other technical stuff that we've had to deal with, issues like, what should be the pricing of this particular risk. Because this risk is very difficult to predict. In fact, it's unpredictable. You do not know when your next event is going to happen. So at all times, you must prepare for the worst case scenario in terms of your systems, the way you operate the business, the resources that you can call upon should you experience something of that magnitude.
Now, Mpumi, I like that you bring up the risk aspect of it because I want us to follow sort of a chronological timeline before we get to the elections that are coming up in a couple of months this year and the risks associated with that. I want to look at risks that are present right now. Risks that have been around for the last sort of 12 to 18 months have become a lot more prevalent, and a lot of the listeners might not know this, this, but Sasria also assesses this type of risk, and I'm referring to cybersecurity risk, the risks that we've seen around the hacking and all of the cyber attacks that have taken place in the country as a whole. Sasria assesses this as well when looking at cybersecurity. It's not just the physical risks.
Yeah, we do not necessarily cover those risks, but we do assess them insofar as the impact they can have on South African infrastructure systems that could lead to protests, and those protests cause damage to property that we insure. So we have to continuously have to look at the risks that are facing South Africa. So if I were to mention it, one of them is definitely the cyber crime. You can imagine, for instance, in Gauteng right now, in some of the metros, we're experiencing infrastructure failures, whether it could be, you know, the water shortage that we are experiencing in Johannesburg. Those could lead to protests and then people damage infrastructure in the process and so on. So we look at infrastructure risk as one of the emerging risks, cyber as well as we've already mentioned, and also, you know, the stagnant economy and the impact it is having on two things: creation of jobs or even businesses that will create those jobs. So if you look at that, those have been with us now for the last 5-6 years, and we are seeing an increase in the number of protests due to them. And we've been fortunate, though, that South Africans are heeding the message that when you protest, please do not score own goals and damage property. You can protest peacefully, legitimately, with minimal damage to property. Let me give you another more recent one, which has got nothing to do with cyber. For instance, the failure of NSFAS to pay students their grants towards the last quarter of last year. And that led to students protesting and causing damage to university infrastructure, which we had to pay for.
Don't score own goals. That's certainly a lesson that can be carried through to many, many departments around the country, many individuals, and many, many protesters and situations as well. Mpumi, in looking ahead to 2024 elections, the May elections, we've got a date, everything's been set, and almost as that date was announced, that brought about a new set of conversations that needed to happen. But from a Sasria perspective, that was also a set of conversations around how do you plan for this? How do you put in place measures to mitigate any potential things that could come out of the election? Because as you said, you don't know the next risk event. You don't know the magnitude of that event, but you have to be planning for it. What is Sasria doing ahead of these elections?
Well, a couple of things. The disappointing part, Jimmy, is, as you know, we buy reinsurance as well. You know, we get the global reinsurers to cover us if we get an event that is significantly big. Our intention is to say, if we get an event where the loss is more than 2 billion, then they will pay us the difference or the amount above the 2 billion. To get that cover for Sasria is proving to be extremely difficult because most reinsurers, especially now, are taking a view that this risk is not worth insuring at any price. So because we are struggling to get the adequate reinsurance that we want to get, we now have to focus on what I would call risk management or risk mitigation factors. So a couple of things that we are doing in there. The first one is getting to understand what the security cluster is doing, how are they getting ready, the deployment and so on. The second part is sharing information with South Africa that the IEC has conducted credible elections for the last six since our democracy. The seventh provincial and national elections will not be any different. So we've been doing roadshows, around the country, explaining to South Africans that we should not doubt the credibility of the outcome of the results, irrespective of what some people might be saying. The IEC is going to do that. Over and above that, we are deploying some resources in getting election observers through various NGOs that they will be in those communities and such that then they will spread the message that, yes, the elections here were free and fair, and people again should accept the outcome of those results. And lastly, the message that you've just echoed again: should people protest, they should not damage property. We should do it in a peaceful manner. The elections are meant to address whatever we feel are political shortcomings in South Africa. South Africans have got a choice now to exercise a democratic vote. There is no need to resort to some violence.
There is no need to resort to violence. We'll leave it at that, Mpumi. That's Mpumi Tikwe, who is the CEO at Sasria, joining me to discuss the risk landscape ahead of the South African elections. Brought to you by Sasria. When things go bad, Sasria makes good.
Hey, what's wrong, Vusi?
Just my last trip.
What happened?
I picked him up next to a soul sign outside his house. When I offered to put his bag in the boot, he said no.
Yeah?
It wasn't that heavy. It only had what was left of his life in it.
Don't become collateral damage to riots, strikes, or terrorism. One word can rewrite your story. Sasria, as the only company in South Africa that insures you against civil unrest, Sasria ensures that when things go bad, Sasria makes good. Go to sasria.co.za or contact your insurer or broker. Sasria is an authorized FSP. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.